Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the weather is pleasant today. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining warmly. Jerusalem is experiencing mild temperatures. Haifa is also enjoying clear skies, perfect for a stroll outside. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from the Jerusalem Post, a Hamas operative posing as a journalist has been killed in a Gaza strike. The IDF reports the target was a key figure in Hamas's rocket production. Also, Ynet reports from earlier today that Hezbollah fired on northern Israel, prompting IDF strikes on Beirut. French President Macron condemned the attacks, while former President Trump criticized NATO's response. Also this hour, I-24 News details a wave of diplomatic friction as European leaders have slammed Israel's strikes on Hezbollah in Lebanon, calling them unacceptable. JNS reports that Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar stated the Iran truce does not cover Hezbollah. This was part of a phone call with Germany's foreign minister. And finally, the Forward notes that the U.S. and Iran have agreed to a two-week ceasefire. Israel confirms this deal does not extend to Lebanon, highlighting ongoing tensions. Here's what people are saying online. Iranian Ambassador Mujtaba Fardosi-Bor, posting just minutes ago, explained why Iran rejects President Trump's victory claim after the U.S. - Iran ceasefire. OSINT 613, an analyst focusing on conflicts, shared images from the aftermath of an Israeli strike on the Kasmia Bridge near Tyre, southern Lebanon, just minutes ago. Israeli Cool, a commentary site, tweeted that Dan Bilzerian says he plans to challenge Florida Congressman Randy Fine, as posted 24 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Gaza strike, the IDF identified Mohammed Samir Mohammed Washa as a significant figure in Hamas's military infrastructure. The strike underscores ongoing tensions between Israel and Hamas, despite periodic ceasefires. Turning to Lebanon, the IDF's response to Hezbollah's rocket fire involved targeting positions in Beirut. This action, coming after accusations of ceasefire breaches, complicates the fragile truce and raises regional security concerns. Meanwhile, the coordinated criticism from European leaders emphasizes growing discontent over Israel's military actions in Lebanon. This diplomatic pushback may affect Israel's international relations and future military strategies. Separately, the Israeli foreign minister's assertion that the ceasefire excludes Hezbollah highlights the complexities of the ceasefire with Iran. It raises questions about the sustainability of such agreements amidst ongoing regional hostilities. Finally, the U.S.-Iran ceasefire agreement, described as fragile, indicates cautious optimism. However, Israel's exclusion of Hezbollah in this truce suggests continued volatility in the region, especially in areas where Hezbollah operates. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv reports that Iranian hackers claim to have breached the phone of former Chief of Staff Herzi Halevi. This alleged breach raises cybersecurity concerns for Israeli officials. Separately, CTech offers insights from a book review by Gidi Adlersberg of Audio Codes, discussing leadership lessons from Sir Alex Ferguson's autobiography. This provides a unique perspective on management strategies. And finally, Globes reports that Elbit Systems secured a $750 million deal with Greece. This agreement signals strengthened defense ties between Israel and Greece, benefiting the Israeli defense industry. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.